Imperfect Timing, written by Matuka and read by K-Burb. This is a DC fic, rated general audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationships between Roy slash Jason and Dick slash Wally. Additional tags include fake slash pretend relationship, soulmate identifying marks, romantic soulmate, undercover missions, undercover as a couple, getting together, and friends to lovers. This isn't gonna work, Jason grumbles. I don't know why I let you talk me into this. Roy just grins at him, marker abandoned for a moment. It's gonna work, Jaybird. Don't worry about it, okay? Jason scoffs. Okay, fair. Roy laughs. Now hold still and let me finish this, okay? Jason nods slowly. It's better that Roy is doing this. Jason has no artistic skills to speak of. And these need to look legit. What's bothering you, Jason? Roy asks softly. He doesn't look up from where he's drawing on Jason's arm. I haven't... Jason lets out a long, low breath. I haven't found my soulmate yet, he admits. Roy carefully doesn't react. I haven't either, he admits, forcing lightness into his tone. Jason stiffens under his hand, just for a second, then relaxes. Really, I would have thought... Donna? Corey? It obviously isn't Dick, Roy laughs. But no, as important as they all were and are to me, it wasn't any of them. Roy lifts the pen to shrug. But plenty of people meet their soulmates later in life. If anyone's told you otherwise... Roy trails off, finally looking up at Jason. The younger man is looking away, the lightest blush dusted across his cheeks. Roy smiles, soft. He's pretty sure who his own soulmate is, though there's no way to know if it's reciprocated. With everything that's happened, Roy wouldn't be too surprised if Jason's soulmate has changed, even if Roy's hadn't. Do you have any idea who it might be? No, but that's okay. Roy lies. The smallest frown appears on Jason's face, just for a second. Really? I'm okay, Jaybird. You'll have to teach me how to be okay with stuff like that. I would be happy to, Roy promises. He focuses back on the task at hand, the swirling colors he's been carefully drawing over Jason's forearm. The markers are some kind of bat magic, designed to last through whatever the next 3 days have to throw at them. Done. Roy leans back with a smile. The fake soul mark is beautiful, if he does say so himself. I don't think I can copy that, Jason says. You don't need to copy it exactly. Just the same spot with... The colors in the same order. I've seen Dick's mark. Right. Sorry. No, I'm sorry. Jason closes his eyes, lets out a long breath. This whole case just has me on edge. I don't like working this close to Sionis. Fair enough. Jason picks up the red marker, twirling it between his fingers before setting it down on Roy's arm. They're silent as he draws, carefully connecting lines and blurring colors together. Thank you, Jason says suddenly. For what? A lot of things, dumbass, but this time, no one else would have agreed to do this with me, and I appreciate it. I know work like this is important to you. Roy would shrug, but Jason's got that furrow between his eyebrows that means he's really focused, and Roy doesn't want to mess him up. The case Jason has pulled him in on is a tough one. It looks like Black Mask is trafficking couples, soulmates that are attending certain parties across Gotham. Jason Wayne is a hot target, and Roy's connection to Oliver won't hurt either. The only problem is that neither of them know who their soulmate is. Dick had come up with the fake marks in a conversation about maybe just saying that their marks are somewhere weird, private. That's just gonna want to make him look, Jason had muttered, bitter. Sionis is a creep on a good day. Roy winced, but Dick just nodded, still looking thoughtful. What if you fake marks, like on your arm or something with like body paint? Doesn't need to last super long, right? Not that long, no, Jason hummed, leaning forward. Keep talking, dickhead. Dick grinned at the nickname, like he always did, and settled deeper into the couch. I think we'll need to call Tim in on this one, and I'm gonna let Wally know I'm staying here tonight. And Tim's markers are working perfectly. The ink has dried down to look natural, and it's holding up perfectly under the sleeves of their shirts, white and cheap enough that the colors of the fake marks can be seen through the fabric. Tim is in their ears, too, feeding them information about the other guests while Dick and Wally are suited up nearby in case things go sideways tonight. It's a good operation, Roy has to admit, and there aren't many people he'd want to have at his back, especially not in Gotham, against Black Mask. You're thinking too much, baby, Jason laughs, pulling Roy back to the party. Come dance with me. Anything for you, Jaybird, Roy promises, meaning it. Jason doesn't look like he realizes. Any update on Mask? Jason mutters as they make their way to the dance floor. Nothing yet, Tim reports. No movement out here either, Dick adds. And you know we've got the whole area covered. Yes, I feel very safe, Roy murmurs, voice dry. Jason snorts. Roy can feel the eyes on them as they move, the people watching them. Some of them are just partygoers, sure, who wouldn't want to stare at Jason when he's all dressed up, even though Roy does miss the shock of white at the front of his hair. But there are definitely some of Mask's men in the crowd tonight, looking for unsuspecting couples to abduct. We need to play it up, Jason says, almost directly into Roy's ear. Yeah, how? Start with this. He spins Roy out effortlessly, then pulls him into a deep dip. What next, then? This. Jason pulls Roy in, and the second he's close enough, presses a kiss to his lips. Roy freezes for a second, surprised. A first kiss is the best way to identify your soulmate, and since neither of them have found theirs, there's a warmth at Roy's hip. At first, he thinks it's because Jason has moved his hand there, but he registers Jason's hands a second later, one at the small of his back, the other cradling the side of his face. Roy gasps into the kiss. Jaybird. I feel it too, Jason says, speaking the words directly into Roy's mouth. He pulls back just far enough to look into Roy's eyes. I had a feeling it was you. I always knew. The mission, Roy decides, can wait until the next party. Right now, he needs to revel in finding out exactly what he always knew. The end.